Well, for those of you who are stuck around, this is part three of my discussion on audio, high-end audio equipment, and my history with high-end audio equipment, or rather, lack thereof. In fact, back in, I would have said, the very early 90s, 90 or 91, because I do remember being on the internet and contacting Quad over email, which is still rather new in those days. And it was, I think it was new to Quad too, because they answered me right away. They must have been very excited to be getting email. But I remember asking them for the plan, for the service manual for one of the Quads. I can't remember, was the little 405, the amplifier and the preamp. Because my goal in those days was to build myself something equivalent to a Quad with tubes and the works, because my father, along with working for that high-end, the hi-fi company, also worked for another company that repaired TVs. And I remember getting a whole box of tubes, and in that box of tubes they were called, my memory's failing now going that far back, but I think it was the EL series, EL360 or EL36L or something like that. Anyway, these were power amp tubes, and I had this zany idea through the auspices of a surplus store that I had not too far from the house that sold all sorts of surplus electronic equipment. There's a lot of these warehouses still around, you know, all around the world that still sell some of this old stuff. Unfortunately, a lot of it now is usurped by, you know, Chinese electronic junk. But in those days, you could still get tube bases and there were basically bases, sockets in which the tubes would fit in. So anyway, my idea was to build one, and I remember starting, and I had bought a power supply. It was something ridiculous, like you 110 volts in, it was like 325 volts out, because one of the things about tube amps and why they got very hot is because the tubes themselves had filaments in them. Think of it like a light bulb. And what the filaments would do is they would heat up the metal and give off electrons, and that's what fed the pathway of the tube with electrons was this filament getting hotter, and eventually it would burn out and your tubes would fail. I still retain most of this information. That's how much I was into audiophile in those days. Anyway, long story short, I never built my quad amp, unfortunately, or my preamp. And as a lark yesterday, I was on a site that sells used audio equipment, high-end audio equipment, and I actually found a quad 405, and I think they were selling it for like $325 to think these things. I can't remember how much they cost in those days. I want to say maybe $700 or $800, but this is going back to the mid-80s. I mean, that's the equivalent to what, $5,000 or $6,000 today, maybe? So, unbelievable. Yeah, I remember finding a Thorin's turntable in a box at a flea market. It was in pieces. And trying to get that back and running, but unfortunately, unlike Simon, I never succeeded. I was too young, I think. I was too impatient. And if I'm not mistaken, I had kind of jerry-rigged the arm, and I had ruined it. So that's my story of high-end audio. I'd love to hear if any of you have any comments about high-end audio. Do you have some high-end audio? Maybe some old stuff that you kept around for years? It'd be interesting. All right. Have a great day. Bye, all.